Hey, it's Cole Swindell, and when I spend 200 days a year rolling down the highway, the bus can start to feel smaller than a guitar case. Everyone wonders how I stay chill while the hours crawl by. Truth is, one good luck spent on Chumba, and suddenly the trip feels a whole lot shorter. Finding your space, even when there isn't much to spare. Need some chill? Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus TNCs apply. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Listen, it's the Burt Show.
I'm so over the goodwill to the Burt Show right now. Today, anyway. 1-855-BURT-SHOW. If you loved us, you broke up with us, turned out to be a trial separation because there was nothing else on the radio that you were digging, and then you came back to the Burt Show. 1-855-BURT-SHOW.
They say absence makes the heart grow fonder.
Mm-hmm. The reason why I'm even asking this is Kristen had the idea to put together a line for you guys to call and say whatever you want about the 25 years that we have been on the air.
Yeah, we have the TBS event line. We've had it forever. And I was like, why not here on our last couple of weeks of shows, open it up to listeners so you guys can, because not everybody is able to call, and y'all also get nervous when you call. So I'm like, if you have a voicemail that you can call instead, you can practice, and then you can call up and like Burt said, you can share a favorite memory, or you can just rail us for leaving or for something we've done in the past, or, you know, whatever your heart desires.
And do you remember the phone number on that?
I don't. It's not on the schedule where we're at right now.
Hold on. Let me go up front, up top. Tell me, what is it?
404-954-1360.
Thank you. So when we played them earlier this morning, we got this call, which made me want to do this right now.
So I've been wanting to say this for a long time. I started listening way back at the very beginning. I got really angry one time when there was a segment where Burt was basically calling a woman who was training dogs in a way that he felt was inappropriate and dangerous for the animals. And it wasn't that I disagreed with him on that aspect of it, but he called her some names on air that I thought made him look like a terrible person, as opposed to the woman who was endangering the dogs. And I turned the channel, and I didn't listen for 10 more years. I boycotted. But then all the other shows went off the air, and I drove my kids every morning to school, and we started listening to The Burt Show. And my son has now grown up listening to The Burt Show. The silliness, the stuff he shouldn't listen to, probably, because we're talking about things like playing piano. And it's turned out to be a really, really bonding thing for him and I. With that, I forgive Burt for the anger he caused me many, many years ago. It caused me to have to listen to other shows for years. And thank him for the last 10 that we've been listening, I guess, with my kids, laughing, complaining, saying how silly we think you all are, and with bad advice you normally give, but enjoying it nonetheless. So we will miss you all and wish you all the best.
That's cool. I would say this, though. You know, if you're in a relationship with anybody for 25 years, you're going to get pissed off.
Right?
But you stuck with us.
Well, I mean, that's because there's authentic connection and passion there, right? So, like, if you go 14 or, like, you know, if you and I had gone 14 years and never butted heads.
One time.
Twice.
Twice? Okay. Yeah.
Not that he's counting.
What was the second time?
Well, no, it was the first time. The second time was the segment I bombed in studio, and then we exchanged words during the commercial break. The first time, oh my God, the first time.
Yeah.
The first time we did a market visit to Charleston. You really want to relive this?
Why not?
You don't remember it, so you can't relive it. So we did a market visit to Charleston, and somebody had lied about something that had happened on the show that made me look bad. They threw me under the bus and it wasn't true. And I rightfully was perturbed about it. And we had a conversation right before we were walking in the Charleston Christmas parade. So I'm over here with a Grinch scowl on my face because I just found out somebody had lied about something that had gone down on the show in order to make me look bad. So obviously I was a little peeved about it. And then we get on the plane and I got upgraded. Y'all, this is so stupid. This is so stupid. So we get on the plane home to Atlanta. I get upgraded. And Bert did not. And so Bert is sending all these tweets about what an a-hole I am and that a serviceman member was walking by and asked for my seat and I wouldn't give it up or something like that. And people were getting upset with me because I was sitting in first class and I wasn't giving my seat up to people who deserved it. So we get off the plane and I'm pissed, right?
I don't recall any of this.
I am so pissed. And then we come in the next day on the air and I'm still miffed. But he thought I was still miffed about the tweets and the airplane thing, but it had absolutely nothing to do with that. It had to do with what this other cast member had said and did behind my back. And he and I got into it. Like, we got into it before the show started about, like, attitude and letting stuff go. And I'm like, that's not even why I'm mad.
I don't even recall that.
It has nothing to do with that.
And here's the thing. You know, you do a show or you hang out with somebody, even friendships over 25 years. I think having two in 25 years is a pretty good batting average.
Absolutely, for sure. But now I can look back at it and laugh because you were so upset with me and, like, bringing this bad attitude in studio, thinking it was because you tweeted that I wasn't giving up my seat to service members. Oh my God. It was that was such a hot mess time.
Good morning, Stephanie. You're part of the Burke Show again. What did we do? What did we do that angered you? You checked out and you came back.
Oh my goodness. Hi, guys. Hey. This is the first time I'm actually calling. I've been listening literally since day one.
Thank you.
And it was basically, there was something with an anonymous letter that one of the members at that time had written about, like, overweight people on an airplane. And I can't even remember exactly the entirety of it, but I remember I was so upset by it because it was kept anonymous. And I had emailed you, Bert, and I was so mad about it. But eventually I did come back because my morning commute was horrible without you guys. So, but I've literally been listening, with the exception of maybe a couple of weeks, the entire time.
I remember that email. I do remember it, and I remember getting so many emails from people that thought that email came from me, and now I can come clean and tell you guys it did not come from me.
I never thought it was you. Honestly, I didn't, but I emailed you because you're Bert. But
because your name's on the show, gone from the territory.
But I'm glad you came back. How long were you gone for?
Maybe 2 to 3 weeks. Okay. But morning commute was horrible, so I was like, I can't do this. But I've literally been listening to you, Bert, since the first day you were on the air.
Thank you. We have certainly pressed our luck with you many times, I'm sure. But thanks for sticking it out all these years. We really appreciate it.
Best of luck to you guys. Thank you so much.
Thank you. All right. Here is, why do I have a feeling that dudes are going to be way more mean about this? All right, Matt. So give it to me straight, man. You loved us, you hated us, and now you're back. What happened?
Yeah. So we still love you guys. You know, it was there's always love in there, but basically, it was when you guys were doing the like that 7-minute Ryan Lill segment, looking for some stories, and I called last second, like, "Hey, why not? You know, I got a funny story." So the song, I ended up getting chose for that song, but before that, you were getting the background of the story. You know, I met my girlfriend on Tinder, all this stuff, and I told you the background of everything, and then you guys just started going in on her. She's jealous, she's insecure, you know, all this stuff. And as that was playing out, I was like, holy crap, this is not the plan of this. I started feeling really bad for it. And then luckily we were able to turn that around into like a beautiful love story. But as my girlfriend at the time, who I'll say we're now married, so
congrats.
That's awesome. Thank you. She was listening live and she's like, no way, that's not him. And she turned the radio off. And then there's probably a month there where she could not listen to the Bert Show.
Aww.
I kind of had to support her, you know, but now it's a funny story we tell. You know, it's a good laugh now, but at the time I was like, holy crap, I messed up. That was not the plan for, what I was trying to do. I just called last second and you guys picked up. I honestly didn't even expect you to answer the phone.
Yeah, we actually had this person called a phone screener, Matt.
Weird.
Bless your heart.
It's so weird when we ask you guys to call and you call and we pick up. Now, Matt, man, I'm sorry. Sorry for being the cause of tension in your relationship, but I'm glad you came back, man.
All good. We're stronger because of it. And, you know, we love you guys. We'll definitely miss you. And, yeah, like I said, it's a story we're going to tell everyone now. You know, getting on the radio is always something cool. So we tried to get a hold of that song, and I emailed Tommy at one point, and I think the files got deleted somehow. But
we did lose a bunch of stuff.
We did. All right. Well, I'm so ashamed by that call that I don't want to do the show anymore after the 24th. So ashamed by that.
Are you now?
Yeah. Such a masochist. I'm really loving these calls. People that hated us and then loved us again. All right, one more. Hey, Brenda, good morning. You're part of the Burt Show. Hi.
Hi, good morning, guys. How you doing?
Great. Thank you for calling.
So I was a big fan, and my friend and her boyfriend, we were a big fan until I think it was Jeff. He came with it. He said he received an email about somebody proposing, and he was going to be, I think it was Valentine's Day, somebody was proposing, and I'm going to meet you here, but he never mentioned a name, he never said anything. So I got you guys got a bunch of people calling, oh, that was me, and one of them was my friend, and I told her, like, it's not true, by the way, he was cheating on her up the wazoo, so that was impossible, it couldn't be him, so she actually went there and just play stupid. So I got so mad at her and at him because I was so cruel that I stopped listening to you guys until he left.
Yeah, so I remember this. First of all, let me say this about Jeff and his pranks back in the day. There are so many people that do phone pranks and pranks in the industry. Jeff was top shelf. Mm-hmm. Absolutely top shelf. I'm so good at it. So funny. This was a Valentine's Day prank. And what he was doing was he was sifting out gold diggers. So the guy that was proposing was coming on the air anonymously. And we knew the only thing that we knew about this guy is like he was tall and he was rich. And he was telling a girl that, look, you probably know who I am, so just meet me here, and I'm going to propose to you that day. So many women showed up. So many women showed up for this guy that was made up.
No man.
Just
no ring.
Sifting out the gold diggers. And there were people, they were so mad.
They were living.
Oh, my God.
Because my friend was one of them. By the way, he was no reach, so I have no idea why she thought it was him. And he was cheating on her, like, with literally his own shadow. And she knew, so it was impossible to be him. By the reach part, by itself, that was not him. But I was so mad and so furious that I just stopped listening to you until he left.
I really thought it was brilliant. It was really brilliant. I mean, because so many people showed up. So many women are like, oh, for sure. That's me. They knew it wasn't them. They were just going to get the money. All right, one more call, KK. This one's about you.
Bring it.
You and your personality. Good morning, Tripp. You're on the Burt Show.
Good morning. I just want to start with an apology. Kristen, I'm so sorry, but I did stop listening when you first came on. What it was, I could not connect with you. But eventually, I did know what it was. I had to go through some therapy. But that's a whole nother conversation. I wasn't good with change at that time because my husband had just died. Mm-hmm. And I was like, why are they mixing up the Burt Show? I'm not ready for this. Mm-hmm. And I just had to take a break. And then I listened to y'all by mistake and realized Kristen is my cancer sister. What am I doing? And I just fell in love with you at that moment. But it was like maybe a year or two. I'm not going to even lie. But I absolutely adore you now. And I just want to say I thank y'all so much. Y'all have got me through so much. My husband and I used to listen to y'all on the way to work. And then he passed away. And then my four kids have literally been raised up on y'all. So they are so mad that y'all are leaving. But I just want to let y'all know we love y'all. We are just going to miss y'all. Y'all have been a part of our family. So I just wanted to let y'all know that this morning. And Kristen, I do love you now.
I'll take it.
Sometimes it takes 25 years to love this woman.
Yes.
But she did.
Just ask my husband.
Thank you for sticking it out. Yeah. I really appreciate
no problem. Hi, y'all.
Take care.
That's so funny.
You.
It was just your essence. Not even anything specifically that I said. Just you.
It just existed.
This is The Burt Show.
Hey, it's Bubba Wallace from 2311 Racing. You know what it feels like forever? Sitting on a plane waiting for takeoff. Good thing I've got Chumba Casino. With daily boosts and social casino games on tap, this is the kind of fun that makes time fly. Why not turbocharge your downtime? Play now at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
All right, it's probably going against my instincts to even try here, but since we already got 1 foot out the door right now, call us right now for $100 if you have a story that we will never, ever forget. When the Burt Show is over, you have something that's so shocking that happened in your life, you tell us now so we tell this story to others later on, because we'll never forget it. 1-855-BURT-SHOW, and we could put you on the voice disguiser. But like, I had a threesome with my grandfather and his best friend.
That would stick.
That's one right there.
I'm not going to forget that.
Okay, that's one I would remember.
Yeah.
We'll all remember.
As we were doing our Burt Show flashbacks and going down memory lane, there are certain moments in the show that will always stick out. And whenever people ask, like, what's one moment that you will always remember? And I friggin' hate that this caller always pops up whenever somebody asks me that question, because it was so disturbing and so messed up. And I am a massive dog lover. We have rescued so many dogs. I got 2 rescues at home right now. So this story should be so repulsive on so many levels, but it just threw us all for such a loop. And we were not expecting that ending.
And I think the topic was what happened over Thanksgiving that was so shocking that we'll never forget you.
Mm-hmm.
And then we ended up getting a warning again, man. If you are a dog lover, you got kids in the car, do not. Just do not. All right, Susan, what happened to you at your Thanksgiving that all of us are never going to forget you for years and years and years?
Well, it wasn't me. It was my best friend, and her sister had brought her little Yorkie dog.
Yeah.
And their father had brought their pit bull.
Oh,
well,
no.
Somebody was feeding the little Yorkie under the table.
Yeah.
And, of course, having small dog syndrome, she growled at the pit bull and it bit its head off.
It bit the little dog's head off?
Yep.
Literally killed the dog underneath the Thanksgiving Day table.
Oh, yep, ruined everything. Nobody ate. Everybody got up and left. Yeah.
Yeah, I think our work is done here. Mission accomplished.
Off? Completely off? Yeah.
So there was no, like, a growl. There was just, like, a quick, and that was it? Little dog dead.
Yeah, that's what she said. The little dog just growled because, I mean, dogs are going to growl over meat.
Oh, my God.
And the pit bull just bit its head off.
Okay, our work is done here. Susan, we will never,
never,
ever forget
ever,
you
ever.
Around Thanksgiving time.
Ever.
And we never have. Who put the sound effect? Did you just put the sound effect in there?
No, that was in there real time. And I was like, I wonder who played that, me or Bert at the time.
Because you guys were both on the board. That was you.
We'll never know, but I wouldn't put it past either one of us.
So yeah, Abby, that happened.
I'm horrified.
Yes, right, but you'll never forget it.
Nope. Thank you.
So I don't know that there's anything on here that can beat that. So we would have to take that out of our minds.
I don't think anything will ever beat that.
Good God.
Yeah, I'm trying to think. Obviously, so Ninny, we played Ninny a couple of days ago.
Yeah.
And that's an infamous one as well. Yeah, the ones, because I'm looking at the phones too.
Yep. These won't get you $100. I mean, we're going to forget these. Help sister fake a drug test.
Nah. What about number 2?
What do you think I'm doing?
What the?
Oh, okay. Okay, maybe.
What? I don't know, okay. But unfortunately, more animals are going to meet their demise.
Oh, my God.
So I need you to brace yourself.
Casey, you may be the only one that gets the $100 here. Let's hear it. The story that we will never, ever forget.
So I'm on the line with some military guys pinned down. My job is to take out the bad guys. We go to take out the bad guys with aircraft. Gun runs, and one of the bad guys starts running for it. And we take out that third bad guy that's running for it, and that bad guy ends up being a donkey when we go check the bodies later on.
So, all right, so you took out a couple of bad guys and a donkey.
Yep, and that went on the battle board. When you have your KIA board It had a couple bad guys and a donkey symbol on it for the rest of the deployment.
So you got the number, a KIA number for that.
Yep.
He knocked out all the Jack A's. Wow.
How much crap did you get from everybody else?
But the entire time I was deployed and my buddies were always messing with me, I still hear it at dinner where I'm the donkey killer.
Okay, hold on. We got you $100. Where were you stationed when that happened?
Shrek Swamp.
Shrek Swamp.
Legend has it Shrek is still on the run.
You idiots.
Lord Farquaad on the line.
We haven't heard from Donkey in a while.
It's Sergeant Farquaad. Thank you very much. He's in the military now.
Casey, where were you?
I was in Iraq.
All right. One less donkey in Iraq. All right. Thank you for calling. We'll get you $100. How about four? What do you think? Yeah, why not? Hey, Omar.
Hey, Bert. Hey, Kristen. Hey, Abby. Love you guys. Been a listener for a long time. Love you guys.
Thank you. Okay, try to hook us up with a story we're never going to forget, Omar.
I was 14 years old. I thought I got a girl pregnant. Didn't tell my folks, and at the time I was working, and I had saved up enough money for a car. She gave birth, saw the baby. I'm Hispanic with a white complexion. The baby came out black.
So obviously not your baby.
Yeah, for sure.
What a relief. And you were how old at the time?
14.
So all that money you saved up for a car, did you indeed buy a car with that, or did you just end up spending it on something else?
I gave it all to her. It was about $3,000, maybe $4,000.
Why did you give it all to her?
I was trying to do the right thing.
She was clearly going to need it. She's having a new baby. She's going to clearly need it.
You were doing the right thing, and she was doing everybody else.
You are an idiot today. All right, Omar. With the finger points, even. $100 for Omar as well.
This is The Bert Show.
Guys, don't get this mixed up. I do not do this with your coworker. Kristen and I have been working with each other for 25 years.
No, we have not.
I mean, right. We've been with each other, 14?
14.
14 years. Sometimes it feels like 25.
Tell me about it.
So I feel like I know her very, very well. We're like brother, sister. So do you want to relay this or should I?
Let me relay it.
Yeah, okay.
Okay, because that way you don't get as much heat. We do have a very brotherly, sisterly relationship, right? Like the banter that we have, the good-natured ribbing, et cetera. And it was funny because during the commercial break, Bert was like, hey, can I ask you a question? But I don't want it to be offensive.
Which you know.
It is.
An offensive question is coming.
Of course.
But you have to say it the way I said it.
Uh-huh.
Because you weren't, it wasn't that you have done, you have not been like mean or anything like that. It's just that when you work with somebody and you know somebody for so long, you know the little itty bitty mannerisms, right?
Mm-hmm. No, go ahead. Let's go ahead and recreate.
All right. So I literally said, hey, can I ask you a question? I don't want to offend you.
Uh-huh.
And it's not because anything has happened in studio. You haven't snapped at anybody. You haven't been, but I think I'm picking up on like these little things because I know you so well. Are you on your period?
To which I said, yes, I am.
I knew it.
And I go, yes, I am. And I know what you're picking up on because, you know, even though it's taken me into my 40s to recognize this. And by the way, my cycle is all over the place right now. I am so livid that I'm on my period right now because I should not be on my period right now. I am 10 days early. And before that, I was 4 days early. Year. So I feel like I've been on my period nonstop for a month and a half. What? It's hell annoying.
Stress can change that though, right?
Yes,
so
it can.
I think you're going through kind of a stressful time.
Maybe just a wee bit. Really? What's going on? So he asked me, and I know because while I don't lash out, I do have a hard time hiding my facial expressions, and I get very annoyed very easily, like disproportionately annoyed to things that normally I would be able to brush off.
So now I don't pick up on, it's not disproportionately annoyed. It's so subtle that I can see it when it happens in studio, but nobody else would ever be able to see it.
Like, I feel different. I physically feel different.
I'll tell you where I picked up on it this morning.
Okay.
Is when you used the word bigly.
Yes.
And I called you out and I said, Bart is going to call you out on this later on. So subtle. A little millisecond of annoyance face. Uh-huh. I don't know if it was at me or that it annoys you that Bart does that all the time, but I picked up on it. And I'm like, she's on her period.
No. Do you want to know what happened? Okay, I wasn't going to talk about this. So I'm already annoyed at my husband. So when you brought up my husband, it re-annoyed me. You're having secondhand annoyance. So before I left this morning, I was running late. And, you know, it just... I'm stressed, a little bit of a, I'm about to be way more transparent than I wanted to be. A little bit of a depressive state, right? Like, taking every ounce of my being to get out of bed. Yesterday, did not want to go to the gym. I was so close to calling out from the gym, but I went in and I did my workout. And then haven't had any energy to take a shower. Like, these are telltale signs, right? Mm-hmm. I'm in a mini depressive state. I'll be fine. This too shall pass. But this morning, I'm running late, more late than usual. And I come down the stairs and my husband is standing there at the door. Mind you, the man that got up before me, and I'm recognizing I'm the a-hole in this situation, right? But I'm the annoyed a-hole. So I come downstairs and there he is standing at the door with the water, with my trace minerals he has prepped for me, with my breakfast that he has prepped for me. Like, I get it. And as I'm getting my stuff, he goes, "This is getting ridiculous." And I was like, "Huh?" He's like, "You got to get out of here earlier." And I'm like, "No, you didn't. Read the room, bitch." I'm having a hard time. Give me a little grace. And I'm about to go in and do a show where I have to be perky and upbeat and happy, and you're going to call me ridiculous before I walk out the door? How dare you? So I grab my stuff, and I get in the car, and I'm driving to work. It's not even 6 o'clock, and I'm like, ridiculous. I was so mad.
So when I brought his name up, just that was the little annoyance I saw in your face.
That was this morning when he called me ridiculous.
That's beautiful.
But I feel much better now.
Well, good.
I'll go eat some dark chocolate. Maybe I'll just bounce right back.
It's the Burt Show.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Victory Lane? Yeah, it's even better with Chumba by my side. Race to ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See TNCs. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Segment hasn't even started yet, and Abby's already fat-shaming Jackson.
What's new?
Who isn't fat? What is... There's got to be a term for that when you fat-shame somebody that's not fat.
That's why it's funny.
I think what Abby wants it to be called is a joke. Laugh funny, whimsy.
So funny, Abby. So funny.
You laughed. I literally said the joke, and you cackled. And Kristen cackled next to you, and then she had to repeat the joke to Bert, who then in turn also cackled.
You missed me wiping the tears away from my eyes.
It was funny.
All right. Enough about your cankles. All right. So what's going on? Why is there tension in the youth group now? Personality hires. What's up?
Yeah. Jackson has been PMSing for like the last week and a half. Every time I go back there, normally he's in like the best mood and I'm the doom and gloom. I'm like, everything is awful. The world is burning. Everything's on fire. What are we going to do? And he's like, it's going to be fine.
Has anybody done that parody song yet?
What?
Everything is awful.
Everything is burning to the ground. I don't know, but I'm about to.
The Burt Show won't be around.
Yeah, I'm like, everything is awful. I'm just like one of those little Lego guys running around being like, everything is terrible. And he's always like, it's fine. But the last week and a half, Mans has been like in the worst mood. He's like sitting over there on his maxi pad being like, wow, life is terrible.
And he's one of the few with a job lined up.
And I literally said that. I was like, why are you mad? You're like the only person out of all of us that's leaving here employed. And I was talking about, you know, all the possibilities that are happening. happening. I'm talking about all the interviews I have and all the things that are changing for me job-wise and what that might look for us in the personality hires. And I said, you know, we might have to do Riverside FM, which is like that recording thing for podcasting, if I move to X, Y, and Z city. And Jackson just does like this slow turn in his little wheelie chair. And I can hear the creak of the chair. That's how slow he's moving. It's like,
well, he's also heavy now.
He's also massive. And then he just looks me dead in the face and goes, no, you can't do that. And I was like, what do you mean I can't do that? That's what we're going to do. He's like, you're going to have to fly your ass up here once a month and we're going to have to record personality hires in bulk. And I look at him, I'm like, do you know how much plane tickets cost? We're going to be in the red. We're making $0 off this podcast and you want me to spend $300 to fly once a month? I don't even have a job yet. And he's like, well, that's just what you're going to have to do. You're going to have to fly up back and forth or we're kicking you off the podcast.
Oh,
and I look at him and I go full Kim Kardashian. I go, I pretty much started this entire family. Everyone is here because of me. Jackson wouldn't be here if I wasn't paranoid that he was going to take my spot because he was more diverse than me. And Mikey's here because I feel like I've mentored him and I really pushed for him to get this job in the promotions department. You all should be thanking me. And here you are ousting me from this family that I filed with the IRS.
Look, there's a fundamental flaw in personality hires right off the bat from the guy that's been doing morning shows his entire life. When you have a morning show or a team that is like the Jack and Bert show or the whatever and whatever show, if it's a 50-50 decision making, it never works out. You guys need a final filter decision maker or it is going to be a mess.
And it's me.
And good luck finding that.
Can the listeners vote on who they think you should be?
I think the person who came up with the name of the podcast should get to be the final name of who gets to be a part of personality hires.
Because we have a good old-fashioned power struggle going on right here.
Jackson, why can't she not do it remotely? That's the beauty of technology with Zoom and also with Google Meet. And we did it for over a year during the pandemic. Like, you can do a podcast virtually.
No, it'll look terrible.
Thank you, Cassie.
You're welcome. As a representative, if I say no, you're going to have to fly in every weekend or you're out.
We have other shows that do this, don't we?
I'm kidding. It looks better when they're all in one spot, though. But yeah, we do have other shows that do it. Yeah. You would be able to do it fine. You won't be as successful as you'd like, but I mean, go for it.
We don't even have a studio. Where are we going to record anyway?
We're getting a studio set up. We've already talked about this. This has all been in the works. And I think you just caught me at a bad time. Yes, it's true. Over the last like week or so, I've been in a bit of mood, I think. Just with everything going on with the show, and I feel like it's all just sort of starting to catch up to me, and I'm usually a positive light around here, and I've been trying to talk Abby off the ledge for the last month, and over the last week, the rules have kind of reversed a little bit, and when you came to me and said that, it was also on the heels of me being frustrated with you over some other things that were happening, and so this just the nail in the coffin, and I said, that sounds like a you problem, but you gotta come record here.
What were those things?
What you were mad about? So it's Friday at 10:37 and I've just put my laptop away. I'm about to go get myself an Aperol spritz and kick off the weekend. And Jackson, hear him running down the hall.
With those big heavy footsteps.
Those big heavy footsteps.
Now that he's put on no weight at all.
And he's like,
oh, wait, her water's quaking. She can see the ripples in her water.
My Godzilla is running down the hall from the break room. And he's like, wait, you need to record this spot. And I'm like, what do you mean record this spot? It's Friday. I'm going home. I've just packed up. I've had this entire week to record spots and you're going to tell me as I'm pressing the button of the elevator that I need to record something. So anyway, I'm a good coworker. I'm a team player. I go back and I record the segment. And then because it's Friday and I was partaking in Friday activities, I didn't edit it, which you were more than welcome to. You have access to the skimmer if you really needed to edit it and submit it. And then I submitted it Monday morning.
This is good stuff.
Here's the thing, okay? Yep. I understand that I came to you late on getting this ad readout. I completely recognize this. I came in and I said, I am so sorry that I'm asking you to do this, but can you take 120 seconds of your time to record this very simple read that you have done time and time again, wouldn't have taken you any time at all, and I apologize profusely.
Which I did. I did that 120 seconds, and I recorded it.
I asked you two simple favors. I said, can you record this for me, and can you collab on the personality hires post for people that are voting on our cover art. And you were like, fine, whatever.
Children, one at a time.
I
told you to your ugly ass mustache that I would not be collaborating on that post because it doesn't go with my Instagram feed. It doesn't fit the aesthetic.
You did not say that. You came up to me and you just had a ton of attitude and you were like, I'll record this bad, but I'm not going to repost it. And I thought you were kidding. And so I said, okay, fine. And I was running to go catch a flight, okay? But then when on my way out, I realized that I left my AirPods here in the studio. So I come running back. Abby's coming down the elevator. And I said, hey, thank you so much for recording that spot. Do you need me to edit it? And you said, I got it.
No, I will send it to you.
And I said, okay, please just make sure you send this to me by the end of the day. And you said, okay, got it. Hours later, I'm on the flight and I'm waiting for an email. Hours later, I'm waiting for the flight and I'm waiting. I'm off the flight and I'm waiting for an email. So then I text her and I say, hey, where's that spot? And you send me a GIF of being upset. And I said, please just send me the ad. Just send me the ad. No response. Zero response.
I'm coming down the stairs from the elevator after taking 3 more minutes out of my Friday that should have been doing alcohol shots in my apartment.
Yep.
And I come down and I go, I'm not editing that. You do it if you wanted.
Abby,
then you looked at me and you're like, I'm catching a flight. And then me, being a team player, do not rewrite history. This is what men have been doing for centuries.
This is out of control.
They've been taking their history books and they've been editing what actually happened. Mm-hmm. And I said, you know what? Yep. I will edit it. And then it was my fault. I went home Friday. I'm going through some stuff. I'm unemployed. I had job applications to do. And then you text me while I'm out to drinks with Bert and I'm crashing out about something. And I was like, you know what? I'm going to the bar.
And all you needed to tell me was, hey, I don't have time anymore. Can you pull it for me? And I would have done that. So then Monday comes around and I say, hey, where's the spot? And you say, I'll go do it. And then I'm waiting. And then you come back to my office like an hour later. And I said, hey, where's the spot? And you said, I will send it to you right now. And then you said, it's on the skimmer. You can just pull the audio yourself and edit it. And then I was like, okay, I didn't even know that it wasn't even edited at this point. So then finally you did it with a sad face when you sent it to me.
What a mess this is going to be. What a mess.
What's insane is you're worried about not having a job, but you refuse to promote your podcast on your Instagram feed because it doesn't fit with your aesthetic.
I shared it on my Instagram story, but I didn't want it on the feed. It can't go next to all of my hot grease photos. It's just me in the office with these people who are ousting me from this podcast.
Look, this kind of tension doesn't just have to be here. You guys can listen to this every week on their podcast. Somebody give it a plug.
The Personality Hires, wherever you get your favorite podcast.
This is going to be
time being.
For now. Unless you get your podcast on Instagram, don't go to Abby's page because it won't be there.
This is going to be a very weird way for me to end this segment based on the beginning of the segment.
Okay.
But you earned your Heath bar.
Here, Bert Show.
I think one of the things I'm most proud of when it comes to the show is the tangents that we can go on. How one bit can just turn into something completely different.
We've always said this, that when we come in here with a schedule and some of your... just now realizing that we actually have a schedule when we come in here, that when we never get to anything, to me, those are the best shows.
Uh-huh. And yesterday, our social media producer, Rebecca, was on, and she was asking for advice about what her couple's costume should be for Halloween. She and her boyfriend are going to do a couple's costume. She's very excited. She's a Halloween freak. He's game for the cosplay. And it got us off on a tangent on weird role-playing.
Yeah, because I was picturing, like... a woman saying to her man, like, hey, you ready for some role playing? For the first time, and him being like, "All yeah, what is up?" And then her making the same suggestion, Rebecca was going to be like, okay, well, you're going to be Kermit. And him going, wah, wah.
And I'm going to be Miss Pink. Now, to be fair, Rebecca didn't come on here talking about role playing in the bedroom with her boyfriend. No, she had an innocent conversation about couples' Halloween costumes. The freaks that we are took it down the role play tangent.
Well, I mean, the costumes are already on,
right?
And we're leaving this party, so.
That was also a phoner we used to do all the time. Post-Halloween, what were the weirdest hookups you saw? Yeah, you know, like the costumes that ended up like hooking up and making out with each other? So I went down the weirdest
dysfunctional wormhole of role play gone wrong.
You're in a spot of escape right now.
Yeah, I really am. And I learned things that I didn't. I learned things against my will, and now you are about to learn them against your will as well. So I have examples of strange role play, fetish requests, and some things that went awry, okay? So first I found an article about a brothel manager, and this was in a country where it's actually legal. Like, you just have to like file the right forms and you can be like a legit prostitute or a legit brothel owner, right?
I believe the proper term is sex worker, Kristen.
There you go. And so this brothel manager revealed some strange requests that clients had asked. One client paid a worker $4,500, drove her to a cemetery. They shared a cigarette. And then drove her straight back. He just wanted to go to a cemetery, have a cig, and then came back.
For $4,000?
She was so relieved.
I just found my next job.
She's like, is this real?
One man came dressed up as a polar bear. He was in a polar bear suit for a role play session. She did not elaborate. And then another man asked to pretend to be a plumber, and he spent his entire session fixing a toilet.
Is that slang for something?
No.
And then it doesn't get sexual. He just comes in, fixes the toilet, pretends to fix it, and then leaves.
That was what made him happy. Now we go to another article I found. These are words.
I'd be so insulted if I was a sex worker.
I know. If I'm just sitting there
No, I'm not. I got $4,000 and now my toilet's fixed. No. That's a win.
So here are some terms I was not familiar with. So does anybody know what macrophilia is?
Macrophilia. It's when you're so turned on by a macaron that you fly to Paris and bang a sex worker.
Is like when you're turned on by a super small penis?
No.
Big stuff?
That would be micro.
Oh, macro, big. Like Travis.
Oh, so wood.
Giant versus tiny people dynamic. That's macrophilia. A very tall person reported people asking them to role play being a giant who looms over a much smaller partner, sometimes involving humiliation, calling them tiny or weak.
Really? People like that. Okay. Uh-huh.
All right. What is fornophilia?
Fornophilia. It's like fornication, but also pedophilia.
No, Abigail.
You're scared of fornicating?
It's human furniture. Being used as furniture, i.e. a table or cabinet, is an uncommon fetish and role play request.
So like, hold on. So like, if I'm sitting on the couch or something and I say to Amanda, like, hey, be the ottoman.
Yes.
And I put my feet right up on her back or something.
That's fornophilia.
So that's what he meant when he said sit on.
Wait, what?
Sorry. You're going to have to go back to the podcast and listen to that.
Okay.
All right. Next, does anybody know what splashing is?
Ew,
splashing.
splashing. Splashing.
Sounds liquidy.
Comes from the Latin term spla, mixed with sheen.
It actually comes from a UK fetish magazine named Splosh! Exclamation. So it is involves a person or persons getting messy with a variety of materials such as food, mud, chemicals, and water.
Okay, that could be fun. Mm-hmm. Sure.
Now, the last two I have for you.
God.
These came from Reddit. Someone asked their partner to role play a mouse with pursuit like Tom and Jerry.
Come on, seriously.
I mean, I know chasing is a kink, but that takes it next level.
They wanted to do a Tom and Jerry mouse and cat chase role play. And then
the furries have gone too far.
Oh my God. Then this was my favorite. This guy wanted me to pretend to be a grandmother searching for new panties at JCPenney.
What in the hell?
100% ghosted the S out of him after that. I just hope he's living his grandma fantasy present day.
Hey, do you, whatever you like, doing it in your own bedroom, do you?
Not enough people are in therapy.
Here, Bird Show.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Another checkered flag for the books. Time to celebrate with Chumba. Jump in at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See TNCs 21+. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.